sometimes we live the rat race of material world, but when to practice bhakti, but within bhakti sometimes we start getting attached to the externals, the name, fame, adoration, and thinking that we are getting attached like this, that can discourage in our practice of bhakti also. So how do we move onward in such a situation? See, first thing in bhakti is that we have to know that we cannot become pure devotees without becoming devotees. That means if we aspire for too high an ideal and we keep the ideal so high that we lose our whole hope itself. So at our level, the important thing is yena kena prakarena mana krishna niveshayate. Somehow or other fix the mind on Krishna. It's a very nice pastime. Ashila Prabhupada, there was one devotee who was a very good kirtan singer. And he was doing kirtan in the temple and Prabhupada came to take darshan. And as Prabhupada was going by, Prabhupada told him, your kirtan is very nice. And he thought this was probably the only opportunity for me in my spiritual life to talk with my spiritual master. He said, but Prabhupada, sometimes I become proud. Sometimes I feel very proud. And Prabhupada looked at him, tapped him on the shoulder. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? He was, hey, pride is demoniac. Pride, we have to give up. What's wrong? But the point is that sometimes we think, if I do some very good thing, if I give a nice class, if I sing very nicely, if I do some impressive service, I will become proud. But to think that I will become proud assumes that I am not proud right now. Isn't it? So, it is not that we as souls are free from pride even now. It is just that when we do something extraordinary, that time we get the reason to express our pride. We have pride as anartha right now also within us. And if we don't do something constructive in Krishna's service, we may think that I will not become proud. But what is going to happen is the pride is going to be still there. And later on, if somebody else does something wonderful, we will say, he is after name, fame, glory. So that same pride which we have, that will come out as envy of that person. So we can't just wish away the pride that is there. So if anyway we have pride and we can't wish it away, then better to seek to be, to seek to do something wonderful within devotee circle. If we don't get a sense of accomplishment within devotee circle, we will seek that in some non-devotee circle. And then if we are doing something in the non-devotee circle, we will have to give up our devotional values. So in that sense, in the association of devotees, bhakti is so inclusive that bhakti can also use our false ego in Krishna service. Now I want to be famous, so at least for that I practice bhakti nicely. So in principle, any way we connect with Krishna, that is good. At the same time, there is a big danger. The danger is that the performance of devotional service may just only be external. So the ideal situation is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur also said that a devotee is known by how many other people they make into devotees. That means if a person is a very great Vaishnava, you can see that how many other people have they attracted towards Krishna. So here, what does it mean? That external success is a result of internal success. That devotee is so happy in Krishna's service that their happiness, their devotion radiates out from them. And that's how they attract others towards Krishna. So there the internal and the external go together. But in some cases, the external may become the substitute for the internal. Instead of the external being the result of the internal, the external will be the substitute of the internal. That means, when I chant, I just can't think of Krishna. When I try to worship deities, I can't think of Krishna. But when I speak about Krishna, oh, people praise me and then I feel good. So that, if we know that and we don't try to correct that, that means we seek only the external and we don't do anything to develop an internal connection, then it is a problem. But if we are striving to develop an internal connection also and we get some external identity, some external success, that is fine. That's not necessarily undesirable. So for us, as sadhakas, the important thing is to stay connected with Krishna. And the pure motive will come just by staying connected with Krishna if we are also striving parallel to purify ourselves. Now, for example, say if we give classes, the first time we give class, you know, we are very self-conscious. Now, what are people thinking? What are people going to hear me? People are respecting me or not? But if we just keep speaking about Krishna regularly, over a period of time, we will start realizing, for me this would happen, that if I would give a class, you know, after the class, I would think the test of the success of the class is how many people come and appreciate the class after the class. And one day I gave a very nice class, nice in the sense that I felt I spoke very systematically, I was very absorbed in the class. And then afterwards, not a single person came and appreciated. And initially I felt very frustrated, and then it struck me that actually I was happier when I was giving the class than when now I am expecting some appreciation. So that meant that the act of engaging in Krishna service itself is more satisfying than whatever result we may get from that service. So over a period of time, we will ourselves start seeing this. It's not that we become blind. We observe whether others are reciprocating with our service or not. But our focus shifts. Are we focusing on Krishna? And we start realizing, yes, the worldly results come, they do give some pleasure. But after all, that is temporary. But if through my service to Krishna, I am connecting with Krishna, that connection with Krishna is going to be eternal. So we as human beings, we are social creatures. And we need appreciation. And Vaishnava culture should be a culture of appreciation. But that appreciation alone is not the fuel for our bhakti. And appreciation alone is not the test that we are succeeding in bhakti. That can be an indicator that, okay, I am able to do good service in this direction, so I should do some more service in this direction. But we focus primarily on connecting with Krishna through our service. And if we are doing that, if in the process we get fame, that's fine. We accept that and we use it in Krishna service. If we don't get it, we accept that and still connect with Krishna. So we don't have to be afraid of practicing bhakti simply for the sake of fame. Anyway, practice bhakti, that is good. But while practicing bhakti, we also strive to do those activities which directly connect with Krishna. And if external results come, we see that as an encouragement for us to continue the bhakti. But we don't let that alone be the motive for our practice of bhakti. And as our bhakti goes on, gradually our consciousness shifts from the external towards the internals. The externals don't matter as much as the internal in terms of whom we are serving, whom we are glorifying. And as the consciousness shifts, then Harishwaripur writes that Prabhupada would be equally enthusiastic in speaking about Krishna, whether he was speaking with one person in his room or whether he was speaking to hundreds of people in Vyasasa. Because he was speaking for Krishna's pleasure. And gradually, we will also come to that level. So the important thing is don't give up service. See, our process is devotional service. Your devotion is the adjective, service is the noun. So service is the primary thing. Because even if devotion is not there, do the service. Gradually by that, the devotion will come. Of course, if we don't strive for devotion only, if we strive for pride, that's a problem. But focus on the service and the devotional mood will come gradually. Does that address your question? Thank you.